Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Significant snowfall will continue for portions of the West Coast mountain ranges and the Intermountain West, with record cold for parts of the West Coast. Heavy snow and dangerously cold wind chills are expected in the northern plains and upper Midwest tonight. Heavy snow and gusty winds will also impact interior Alaska through the night. Record warm temperatures will remain in place across the South. Sarah Weddington, the Texas lawyer who successfully argued the landmark abortion case, Roe v. Wade, to the Supreme Court, has died at the age of 76. Susan Hayes, a former student who is now running for a Texas Agriculture Commissioner, confirmed Weddington's death. Ms. Weddington on KPBS in the spring of 2012.
In fact, there was a U.S. Supreme Court case in 1965, Griswold v. Connecticut, where states had made the use of contraception illegal.
Cause of death was not given. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with,
with inflation skyrocketing to unimaginable levels in the first year of the Biden presidency, there are some that still want to push the massive partisan Build Back Better bill.
In the waning days of 2021, the White House making it clear the president's Build Back Better plan is priority one, but the next thing on the list to get over the goal line when the new year gets here is the Voting Rights Act the Democrats are pushing. And on CBS's Face the Nation, the Vice President Kamala Harris doubled down on the importance of passing what are called the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. However, she sidestepped her willingness to support a carve-out to the filibuster to get the legislation through Congress.
We will do and look at whatever is necessary to push for Congress to take this issue on.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People around the world are reacting to the death Sunday of Nobel Peace Prize winner and former Archbishop of Cape Town, South Africa, Desmond Tutu.
Despite all appearances to the contrary, it is a moral universe that in the end, good prevails. Segregation was a key aspect of our lives. You knew, I mean, that there were some who were in and the others were out. You had these separate exits. But then you went on to the same street and you breathed the same air. And it was crazy. But a lot of it was humiliating.
Archbishop Tutu was a towering global figure for peace and an inspiration to generations across the world. During the darkest days of apartheid, he was the hope for social justice, freedom, and nonviolent resistance.
By the fact that you have abused me, you have hurt me, or whatever it is that you have done, you have wronged me. By that, you have given me a certain right, as it were, over you, that I could refuse to forgive you. I could say I have the right to retribution. When I forgive, I say I jettison that right.
Desmond Tutu was 90 years old. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, one way to start is if we adhere to, the admonition and the process of Advent. I mean, this is the third week. It's a time to rejoice, we're told. And when you think about others than yourself, and you think outside of yourself, and you think all that God has done for you, it is enough to, as Paul would say, rejoice. And having done that, you just keep rejoicing. Because this is the third week of Advent as we draw closer to the coming of God's greatest gift to his creation, and that is salvation. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us, the president and founder of American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy? You rejoicing?
I am rejoicing indeed. This is yes. A great season for us to remember what God has done for us and to not let left, politics, woke, or anything else, discourage us from rejoicing in the birth of Christ.
And I want people to appreciate, Phil, I mean, you and I mean, you're here, you're a senior pastor and, committed men of faith. We've put it all in the line and whatever it takes, to realize God's will for our lives and for others. I mean, this is what we try to promote. And though we talk about things in the political world, we do it because this is what Jesus commanded us to do, is that, and as some pastors before, over 100 years ago, 200 years ago, went to the, would go to the pulpit with the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other, because there is relevance. The Word of God is relevant to the culture, and it commands us to speak to the darkness of the culture, doesn't it?
It does. And, I made reference to Elizabeth when she, got in the presence of Mary. Both were pregnant, one with John the Baptist, one with Jesus. And it said that the baby leaped in her womb and that she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I wonder how much the doctrine of the image of God in the womb was framed by that very idea. Because it doesn't say the fetus leaped. There was a baby.
Yes.
And only an idiot would think it was not a human being and not a baby, especially with the technology, the science we have today to understand what's really happening in a woman's womb. And then to see this decision come out of the Supreme Court in favor of the Texas law in terms of lawsuits and what they can and can't do and so forth. And really, this is a tide that's turning. I mean, you can always tell when the left doesn't like it is because Biden goes on some kind of a terror of words trying to describe how bad it is, whether it's a Rittenhouse decision or a support a state's rights in abortion. So, there's some good things happening on the scene. We need to remind ourselves of that in the midst of, inflation, different things that are happening today that are crushing us because of bad leadership.
Exactly. And we need to understand that to get on track, I mean, first of all, I tell everybody good news is that the majority of Americans realize that this country is off track. Okay, all right, great observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? And this idea, first of all, the abortion issue is one of those issues. In order for us to get back and reconnect with our moral foundings, this is one way of doing it. What happens, with the mama bears coming out and saying no to CRT, saying no to, pornography being taught to our kids in grade school. I mean, it's absurd. I mean, this is how off track we have become. And this is a wake-up call, against the wokesters of our society. America is waking up and they're realizing that this can no longer happen. And, for you and I as men of faith, we know our anchor and the answer is in God. God has said it. He meant it. And guess what? He's coming back. And people will be judged very clearly based on God's law, God's rule. And more importantly, hey, did you choose his son? Because here it is, the greatest gift that God has given to his creation. Did you accept the greatest gift or not? Did you deny it? And that will all come to bear. We will have that judgment, that moment of judgment to look forward to for those of us who have. And for those that haven't, it will be a very fearful day for them.
Well, it is. And, the thing about judgment is it's first of all, it's written into our conscience. There is something that God put in every person. And now they can deny it. They can harden their heart against it. But the idea of accountability and judgment is woven into the human DNA. Mm-hmm. And so people realize this. And what they do is they can medicate it. They can ignore it. They can suppress the truth and unrighteousness, as Paul says in Romans 1, but it never really leaves. Mm-hmm. And so when you see a person that denies it, you know what's happened. It's what's happened is described in Romans 1, is God gives them up to a base mind. In other words, their mind does not function, and that's why we say, what are they mm-hmm. thinking? Well, the reality is they're not thinking because they've lost the ability to process information in the way that God intended them to do it. And then that way they see everything from a perspective mm-hmm. that makes zero sense if your mind is balanced with reality.
Exactly. And to your point, one of the first things you'll hear from kids especially, and even with adults later on, but mostly from kids, it's almost knee-jerk. They say, that's not fair, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's really profound when you hear your grandkids go, Grandpa, that's not fair. And you go, wow. I mean, you think about that. And adults right now are waking up and realizing CRT, realizing, the questions that we had about people being incarcerated without due process in Washington, D.C. over January the 6th. There's still questions out there, so please don't be offended. And if you are, maybe you need to think about this, because I'm offended that I'm told to be convinced that some votes, should be counted in such a way that would lead us to believe almost the impossible, that Joe Biden would render 85 million votes. Okay, well, you've got a majority of Americans on both sides. I mean, this is bipartisan saying that's not fair. Okay, so all this is connected to these moral moorings that we've abandoned as a society, and why this society is in such chaos right now to such a degree that somehow, people can go in and pillage, high-end retail stores up to $1,000, and I don't know who's checking out on the $1,000, because some of these high-end stores, I mean, one purse is over $1,000, but all that stuff is happening, but you still hear people go, wait a minute, that's not fair. Okay, so when are we going to hear enough of it's not fair that we start doing something about it? Because when we start really doing something about it, then we can start getting this country back on track. We got about 30 seconds left here on this break. Go ahead.
Israel said it wasn't fair for 400 years in Egypt. God forbid that he leaves us in darkness for 400 years.
Amen to that. God forbid. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, look, you got Brian Williams quitting TV. Chris Wallace over the weekend says, birds of a feather flock together. He's going over to CNN. Interesting. And especially what Brian Williams had to say. We got more after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You love that about our God? He's unchanging. He's still the same no matter what. Even in 2021, in the midst of all this craziness that we're going through, that Phil Hotzenpiller and myself have been talking about, is that we can always trust in God. And that's who only we can trust in is God himself, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the president and founder of American Faith. Phil Hodgson-Pillar continues with us. Phil, as you and I were talking off air, is that the leadership of our government, elected officials, that we entrust, we put our faith in them, and though we're told by the Word of God not to trust in man, we do, and here we are, approaching $30 trillion in debt. We've got another tax and spend offering put before us that is so clearly egregious that Joe Biden says, oh, it's all going to be paid for and everything, just a humongous lie, and he keeps doubling down and insisting that's not. And then the CBO, which was the gold standard even by Joe Biden's measure, says that it's not going to be 1.7, it could be 3, and I mean you could hear them kind of wincing at even saying 3 trillion. Joe Manchin comes out, he does his analysis and says, no, wait a minute, this thing's going to balloon up, it's going to be upwards of $5 trillion. Now this is one Democrat who is holding the line for the rest of America right now. And, the math is so obvious. You say, what happened to the other 49, Democratic senators? They don't know math. They can't figure this out. Are they so partisan that they're sending the rest of us down the river here?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, if it doesn't make sense, let's go back and follow money. Let's follow power and position, because there's really no reason for a person to be a professional politician, in my opinion. It doesn't make economic sense, because most of them made more money before they went into politics, unless they're getting paid, or they're just such egomaniacs that they have to stay in power for a lifetime. I don't think that was ever the intent of our founding fathers, but it's become a reality in our day. And what happens is corruption. So when I was growing up, my dad was in the Army. And the Air Force had a policy that they moved their Air Force people every 2 to 3 years. And it was just like what they found out was, after 3 years, they learned too much about how to play the system. So they, exactly, in order to not help a good boy go bad, they moved them. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do with these politicians. We need to move them out.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that you wonder if you really did an honest analysis of this money. I mean, even with Nancy Pelosi, up until recently, it was obvious that she was, she had insider trading benefits. And it got so egregious, that Peter Schweitzer even reported on it. It was a deal with her and her husband within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because she was on one of the committees and had access to some privileged Visa stock, and turned it around and made over $100,000, put it right straight into her pocket. Thank you very much. And so this stuff routinely has been going on, and it was okay, even with the ethics committee. You go, wait a minute, what's going on with you guys? Well, it's just been accepted. Well, then it got so embarrassing that they finally said, okay, guys, we got to pull back on this. We can't do this anymore. But these politicians, most of these people are attorneys. They know how to scoot the law. They know how to work the angles, just like wealthy people know how to work the angles when it comes to the tax code. They've got the money. They've got the wherewithal and the knowledge of how to cheat and work around the system. Well, these politicians do the same thing. So it may not be called insider trading, but I'll guarantee you, if you really look deep into this, and probably not even that deep because they're not that good, you will find out that they've just found another way to do insider trading, but they call it something else, just like they do with everything else. I mean, whether we're saying it's a vaccine that's really not a vaccine, whether we're rewriting the rules as to, why the CDC would come out and first say that it's only 5% of people who actually died from COVID alone. Well, 5% is about half the number of flu, and we didn't shut down the country with the flu after all these years, but somehow for something that has less lethality than the flu, we're shutting things down, we're putting masks on people, and we're just scaring the holy what have you out of the American people for, what Lindsey Graham said, just because of control.
Well, Pelosi makes all that money. Where does she buy a house?
Yeah,
in
of
your
course.
State.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, we're glad to ship her off. Can I just say that? We're just glad to have her.
Well, she's coming here with ice cream, so it's okay. You know, she's got ice cream, so we're over. So, this is like
What about Brian Williams quitting?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought, you told me about that, and then right on the heels, and then I hear Chris Wallace, you know, his salutation yesterday on, Fox News Sunday was
different.
Adios.
This is totally different. This guy was a loser, never should have been on anything, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Brian Williams, I liked what he said. He said, mm-hmm. look, they're burning the house down with us in it.
Exactly.
Now, that's a whole different thing than you hear from Wallace.
Yeah, and this, no, Wallace from that standpoint, you're exactly right.
You know, and Wallace was always a CNN guy. Somehow he got misplaced on Fox. Fox went woke after Disney bought it. And you just got a little island of Tucker, and that's about all you got left on Fox anymore. Because Hannity's taking all the big pharma money. So you've got this complicated scenario happening in the media world right now. But I think what I appreciated about him was, I don't know what I'm going to do, but this is not it. And I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm an institutionalist. And what he was saying was the institution known as America and the framework that everything's built around this is burning to the ground. He doesn't even recognize it. To me, that was the stronger statement than one that a conservative could have made, because he was coming from a whole different world.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And I agree with you. America in 2021 is unrecognizable, quote unquote. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, but I looked at it as a warning, but I also looked at it as a good sign, because when you start to say people who lean left, who made all their money leaning left, saying something is desperately wrong, and I'm not going to stay with it anymore. It reminds me of that old movie, you know, I'm mad as you know what, and I'm not going to stay with it anymore.
Right.
And
broadcast
news. What's happening right now, and that's a good thing. It really is a good thing.
Right. Well, and as I've said to the kids, you've heard me say, you know, it's experience that defines preference. Boy, we got a lot of experience, and it's okay. What is your preference now? Your preference for the kind of government? Your preference for the kind of leadership? You think it's acceptable to have somebody who is mentally challenged as the president of the United States that continues to put our national security at risk with the decisions? I mean, here we were, you know, a year ago, we were energy independent. Our southern border was being managed. We weren't dealing with, we were dealing with COVID, but here it is. When we fast-tracked, 3 vaccines, we were, you know, operating from a position of strength and victory mindset. All that is gone. I mean, in less than a year, Phil, think about it. I mean, it's like, what happened? Did America get tired of losing? I mean, this is why we surrendered everything over to Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi?
Well, and the thing, it's what we always suspected all along. Does president really run the country? And it's clear that he does not. It's clear that he doesn't have the mental capability to run this country. And he's running it into the ground, or whoever's behind the president is running it into the ground for some purpose that, personally, I think it's a color revolution that's happening. I think that's what's going on. It's an old CIA trick to take over a nation and to absurd its authority and power. And I think that's what's happening in America today. I think this is a plot at the highest level.
No, you're exactly right, Phil. And I think that I know that we're hesitant to talk about it because it almost sounds treasonous. But, you know, that's what treason does. Treason brings you into the realm of the treasonous, and you have to speak the language to understand what's going on. And I know that idea scares people. I mean, and like you said, it's quite telling when you have Brian Williams who's saying, I don't recognize this country anymore. I'm out of here. I mean, you know, and the other thing that you said is that they've decided to burn it all down with us inside. Well, if that doesn't cause you to take pause, I don't know what will. This is pretty serious.
Oh, yeah. I was with a friend of mine. He said, I'm going to get dual citizenship to Italy because I'm safer in Italy COVID than I am in America.
Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, buddy.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Significant snowfall will continue for portions of the West Coast mountain ranges and the Intermountain West, with record cold for parts of the West Coast. Heavy snow and dangerously cold wind chills are expected in the northern plains and upper Midwest tonight. Heavy snow and gusty winds will also impact interior Alaska through the night. Record warm temperatures will remain in place across the south. Sarah Weddington, the Texas lawyer who successfully argued the landmark abortion case Roe v. Wade to the Supreme Court, has died at the age of 76. Susan Hayes, a former student who is now running for a Texas Agriculture Commissioner, confirmed Weddington's death. Ms. Weddington on KPBS in the spring of 2012.
In fact, there was a U.S. Supreme Court case in 1965, Griswold v. Connecticut, where states had made the use of contraception illegal.
Cause of death was not given. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have Mom Trends' Nicole Feliciano joining us, founder and CEO of Mom Trends. She's a boutique media brand curating regular lifestyle features for more than 500,000 moms each month. How fun is that, Nicole?
Oh, it's the best job ever.
It is nice to be able to interact with moms and share the great tips that you have. And, of course, we're here to talk about holiday family travel tips. That's always top on the list though this time of year, even though gas may be a little bit on the upside and the way we're getting impacted in our wallet a little bit. But nonetheless, I mean, we can still travel smartly and efficiently, can't we?
Yeah, and ready or not, the holidays are coming. It just involves a little bit more planning this year, especially because of the pandemic has been adding a little bit more additional pressure to families who've been heading out.
Yeah, to say the least. So traveling with your family during the holidays, as we said, can be awesome, but awesome in many ways. It can also be quite a challenge. Jam-packed airports, standstill traffic, and higher fares that can leave us all short on patience. And this is why Nicole is here, is to help us, first of all, take a breather and to do some, wise planning with some family travel tips, Nicole. So how can we minimize travel stress during these holidays?
Well, we're all going to take a deep breath, and we're going to get through this together. So I've partnered with a few of my favorite travel brands to help families navigate this busy season with less stress and more fun for both the parents and the kids. We know the holidays can be a real balancing act. You want to keep the family close, but you also want your own space, which is why I like Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Whether it's getting a break from those in-laws or just saying no to sleeping on the lumpy pull-out sofa, Wyndham has over 20 brands, and thousands of hotels, including La Quinta by Wyndham, Days Inn by Wyndham, Super 8 by Wyndham, to name just a few. And you get your own room and also great amenities like free breakfast and Wi-Fi. And you don't have to clean up the breakfast, which is great. You also get Wyndham Rewards points. And right now, if you stay four nights over the next 2 months, you can earn a free night. And the nights don't need to be consecutive. So you can head to find more about that deal at WyndhamRewards.com.
Yeah, what a great organization. They're so family friendly. And the ideas that you bring up, you know, that, hey, you're not having to sleep on some pullout, you know, nobody finds very comfortable at all. And here you are and you get breakfast and all the fine amenities that Wyndham has to offer. What else do you got for us?
Sure. So picking the right destination is key. I think for holiday and post-holiday, New York State is ideal for just about every budget. There's skiing, family outings, multi-generational gathering ideas, and just overall winter fun. If you didn't know, I will give you a fun fact. It is the state with the most ski areas. New York offers diverse ski experiences from family-friendly to advanced and also cross-country skiing. You can also try snowmobiling, snowshoeing, ice biking, which I've never tried, but you can do that at Buffalo's ice biking. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Buffalo's canal side. Oh, and this I love. This is a great budget family-friendly activity. Hiking. They recently completed a 750-mile Empire State Trail. So that's a great budget activity. And there's also indoor fun, too. For the adults, you can grab a craft beverage or go to a spa. And then there's tons of culture we know in New York State. There's the world-class museums, such as the Corning Museum of Glass. But there's so many things you can do in New York City as well with culture and holiday fun. And it's easily reached by car by a lot of states. And there's also great affordable airfare options. So you can find out more about all of your trip planning to New York at iloveny.com.
I love this, and I love the ideas that you brought out. My traditional go-to, because I love Manhattan at Christmas time, and I love the theater, so I've always, you know, have gravitated right there. But you're expanding my horizons here a bit, Nicole. I mean, I may have to look up to Upper State and venture out of my traditional let's go to Manhattan for Christmas type of trip.
Well, I mean, I would just do that and, you know, maybe you extend the trip and do a few days in the city and then a few days out. You know, you really can't beat the Rockefeller tree and the ice skating and all of the window shopping. It is magical in the city as well.
Yes. Well, I've always said it is. It's magical. It's miraculous. It's everything. Being raised and born in California, I fell in love with New York the first time I went there. And people thought I was crazy, but it was just everything, like you said. You know, I love the culture that is there represented with the massive humanity in such a short amount of space. And I found them to be quite enjoyable. I enjoyed my time there in Manhattan. It was always good fun. So whenever I could make some business and go to Manhattan during the Christmas, that's good time. And like I said, I love the theater, so I'd spend as much time as I could, you know, to be in the theater as well. So it was always good fun. So what else should we look at?
Well, so I've got some practical tips as well. So first up, if you can use your travel rewards, I would definitely try and use them now. Rules can be changed quickly, and a lot of the airlines and hotels have freed up their rewards points to be used before the end of the year. So it's a good time to empty those piggy banks for airline miles and hotel reward points. Because rental cars are going to be really expensive this holiday season. So if you can save a little bit of money on your bookings, I would definitely do that. Always opt for the direct flight whenever possible, especially when you're traveling with kids. We've seen a lot of hiccups happening with air travel right now. So avoid those connecting flights at all costs because they can really leave you up in the air. And if you miss a flight and have to pay for an extra hotel night or extra rental car, it can quickly add up.
I also love
getting my kids involved in the travel planning. So when we're planning a trip and we're going to plan like a fancy dinner out, I'll give them the choice of three restaurants and they may can go online and check out the menus, and then they get to pick which one we go to. And then let's say we'll use New York, for example. Say we want to do an outdoor ice skating adventure. I'll give them the option of looking maybe at Bryant Park or going to Central Park to go ice skating. So they get to make the choice there. And even little kids, you know, having them pick for one or two things, it makes them feel empowered, invested, and I will pretty much guarantee that you'll get less whining if the kids were involved in picking of the activities.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking with Nicole Feliciano, the founder and CEO of Mom Trends, a boutique media brand curating regular lifestyle features for more than 500,000 moms each month. Nicole, what are the best holiday travel deals this year that you found?
Well, I think, you know, using Wyndham sites have been giving me some great results. New York State has some great experiences that are outdoors and extremely budget-friendly, which I absolutely love. I will also say when it comes to budget travel, I try to plan on eating at least one or two meals in and then having, you know, one or two splurges as well. So we like to, you know, do a shop to a grocery store, stock up on some of those amenities to keep in the hotel. When we're driving, one of my tips for families, if they can drive versus taking an airfare, you know, split the driving up to cut down on the air travel expenses. But make sure if you're going to be going through any dead zones and you don't have cell coverage that you do take a screenshot of those directions and right. Also download some entertainment for the kids. So don't rely on them being connected to the Wi-Fi or to your cell service, because if you do go through those dead spots, you're going to want to make sure that you've got some downloaded fun and also some unplugged family fun as well. So stock up the car with some snacks, with some good old-fashioned word searches in there, so that if you do get into a jam, you've got the supplies on hand to make it fun and free of whining.
You realize how much brain damage that you saved everybody just with those tips alone? That's awesome, Nicole. We got to wrap things up. Can you tell everybody where they need to go for more information, Nicole Feliciano?
Sure. You can go to WyndhamRewards.com, ILoveNY.com, and always we're putting new travel trends up at MomTrends.com.
Well, Merry Christmas, Nicole. Thanks for being with us. Take care.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, this Christmas, the Warner family and the brothers, Irwin, John and Andrew, have a real gift for us with this upcoming new movie that people are already excited and talking about. Hey, guys, good to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good to be back with you, man. Good to see you again. Thanks for having us.
Been looking forward to it. John, this story of Kurt Warner, which we got a glimpse into his life back in 2000 with his memoir. How did this come to you that you said, look, we've got to put this on the big screen?
Well, you know, we love inspirational true stories. I mean, that's basically a filmmaker finds their story and then just tells it again and again. And stories that uplift and inspire and that are true. That's the stories that we love to tell. And so we got to know Kurt and Brenda. I have no idea how this story has not been told already. I have no idea how the good fortune and providence that we're the ones that get to tell it. And it just comes at such a perfect time because it's just, one of the most inspirational, true stories, certainly a sports story, but anyone that's chased a dream, or dreams of accomplishing something will love this story. It's a story for the of a family, for the entire family. And ultimately we just wanted to make a film that people would watch and say, if he can do it, I can do it. And if they can be together through this, so can we. And as we listen to the story, I mean, you can't write a story this good. Like the idea that this guy was as far from his dream as anyone could ever be, bagging groceries in Iowa, but still clutching to his dream, that others would call delusional. And 5 years later, he's the MVP of the NFL and of the Super Bowl. It's just one of the great inspirational stories that I've ever encountered. And we're honored that we get to be the ones to tell it.
Andrew, as John was suggesting, it wasn't like you lacked for material. Were you kind of surprised as you got into the story and you're talking to Kurt and Brenda and other people that knew their story and you're going, whoa, there's a lot to deal with here, right?
Yeah, Bill. I think for me, John and I started as sports cameramen before we became film directors. And so I remember working the Super Bowl in 2001. It was Kurt Warner's second Super Bowl, playing Tom Brady in his rookie year. And I remember watching what was going on the film and on the field, that it was larger than life. But then after the game, I watched him interacting with this woman in the stands that had spiky hair and was just really textured and interesting. It was his wife, Brenda. And I was like, I always was intrigued by that, saying, I want to know the story behind that. So when we sat down with Kurt and Brenda to kind of figure out what their story was, we asked him, what do you feel like the story you want to be told is? And they said, it's really about us fighting to stay together, keeping our family together. And it's really about our relationship with our son, Zach, who is blind and has some disabilities. And John and I looked at each other like, that's interesting. We want to tell that story. So as we dug into it, some of the details that emerged, you watch the film and be like, there's no way that could happen in real life. And those big set pieces that happened during the course of this film, it's reality. It happened. And so, you know, all those pieces just came together. We didn't have to invent things. It was really about having to reduce things down because there was so much great material to go through.
Exactly. And John, as you are ferreting through this information, and as you referenced earlier, I mean, this has been a heck of 18-month, almost 24-month period for this nation dealing with this pandemic. And if there was ever a time that we needed a rebirth of hope and inspiration, it is now. And as you said, this story and coming out on Christmas Day of 2021 is by no accident.
I just think we need to be re-inspired again. I think we need to be reminded of the possibility of our own dreams again. And I just can't, you know, believe that this story is coming out right now. And the idea that, you know, that a story for the whole family can release on Christmas Day, and that people all over America can watch it and say, you know what, if he can do it, we can do it. And And that's the goal. And it's just, it's inspiring on every level. And I can't wait for the audience to see it.
And Andrew, it reminds people of faith that God never gives up, right?
Right.
Says, I mean, the deal is always on between us, you know, everything. Because you got to imagine this period of time where Kurt was at. He's boxing. He's in a grocery store, boxing shelves and that. And probably still waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and probably telling God sometimes, hey, why are you waking me up? Why are you telling me about this? I'm getting to the point where I'm too old. It's almost like an Old Testament Sarah moment. What do you mean I'm going to have a kid, you know? But for Almighty God, right?
Right. I mean, absolutely. You got it completely correct. I mean, I think this is a story that you can't take the faith out of it and really not remove the heart of what Kurt and Brenda went through. And I think, you know, for somebody that had been through those struggles, you know, it was the faith that he saw in Brenda and the relationship that she had with God that really inspired him, gave him the heart of a champion. Without meeting Brenda and falling in love with his family, there would be no movie to make. And so it really is about not giving up on those dreams and those callings that you feel like are on your life that seem like they're very delayed in being, you know, kind of, happening. And so with this, there's this beautiful line that Dennis Quaid playing Coach Vermeil says in the film. He says, destiny belongs to the underdogs. And I think for everyone right now, there's a bit of that feeling that we've been an underdog, you know, and in each of our own stories. And so seeing a story where the every man, the every woman, that is kind of held down by life circumstances wins, I think it's just a breath of fresh air to an audience that desperately wants hope.
And I got to imagine for you two, it's especially relatable because, you know, I've known you guys for several years now, and the balance between the two of you and the chemistry between the two of you is really special, as it is with if I might say, you know, with Kurt and Brenda. I mean, Brenda really brought out the best of Kurt. And it, by his own admission, he says if it wasn't for her, he wouldn't have been the champion because she was that ingredient, that missing component that he needed in his life. Right, right, John?
Well, you know, one of the things I love is that the tagline of the movie is "No one wins alone."
Yeah.
And that is so true that that we win as a team. We win as a family. And, you know, Andy and I have worked together since I was 15, he was 18. You know, we win together. And Kurt, you know, Kurt and Brenda were destined to win together. And it really is the power of a love story. And the way they won was together. And that's one of the exciting themes of the movie that I just love.
See, Andrew, sooner or later, John's going to appreciate that when you drag him around, it's for a good thing, right?
Pretty good at doing the dragging. He's the idea person. But I think there is that idea that with any, you know, accomplishment in life, mm-hmm. there's a decent amount of friction and a decent amount of struggle that goes into it. I think a lot of us see the end result for somebody that wins big, and we say, oh, I want their life. But you don't see all the the struggle and the frustration that goes into that. And so we have a policy amongst ourselves, and then, you know, brothers, we're family, and it can be highly dysfunctional at times. But the beautiful thing about it is it's friction with respect, and best idea wins. And so we really fight for our stories to do something that we can deliver to the audience with integrity and say, this is the best idea, and this is a story worth investing your time and your resources in as a family to go out and watch it together, something that will bring a whole family together. And so when we can accomplish things like that and have a movie releasing on Christmas Day that Lionsgate really put their stamp of approval on and said this is worthy of putting out on such a scale, we're grateful, and we can't wait for our audience to enjoy it.
John, about 3 minutes left. I want to talk about the cast. You mentioned Dennis Quaid. Wow. I mean, you have an incredible cast here that just seems perfect for this movie.
Well, I mean, you know, it starts with Zach Levi. This is the role he was born to play. I can't think of a better person to play and a more talented person. I mean, my goodness, he can anchor a superhero franchise and be on Broadway. It's unbelievable. And then to surround him with, you know, an Academy Award winner like Anna Paquin, she's unbelievable in this movie, and they're so great together. And then Dennis Quaid has been such a wonderful part of our story with I Can Only Imagine, and a wonderful part of Mark Shardy's story, one of our producers. They did The Rookie together, and that was their first film together. And so Quaid just has a lot of history with us, and so it was great to sort of a reunion. And he does so well as Dick Vermeil. It's unbelievable.
Andrew, how will American Underdog appeal to people regardless of the role faith plays in their lives?
That's the thing that I'm most excited about, Bill, is that this is a story that plays universally well across multiple different audiences. You know, I think it's just a really good sports movie and a really great love story. And I think it's one that has hooks into it regardless of whether you're a fan of sports, whether you're a person of faith, you know, whether you like romance in your movies or not. It's got something for everyone. I think it's really approachable. And so for us to do a story about a person of faith, but in a way that's kind of outwardly focused as an invitation of just enjoying a good story, you know, it was really exciting to see the test audiences watch it that were really tested in each different sphere, and to see that it was universally kind of accepted. And so I'm really excited for being a broad audience, the broadest audience we've been able to reach with one of our products. And, you know, we have high hopes for people engaging it of all walks of life.
John, as Andrew says, a sports movie. But again, the timing of this coming out on Christmas, when we feel good about family and the importance of the holiday and all that it represents. But I sense that this is going to have an impact on marriages as well, in its own unique and special way. Do you sense that as well?
It's a movie, it's a love story as much as it is an inspirational sports story. And I think Kurt and Brenda falling in love and holding to each other and clinging to hope with each other, is the way they won. That's why the credit roll song, which is original, is called Love Changes Everything. I mean, really the love between these two people changed everything. And they've been one of the great teams ever since. They have 7 kids together, and it's just, an amazing, love story and family story.
And we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. John, Andrew, as always, a blessing. Thank you so much. All the best to you. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of